Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Hello. I'm having a great day.
Awesome. Now, if you don't mind me asking, ma'am, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Great. We're calling you to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. If you don't mind me asking, there will be a Democratic primary election on March of 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And also for local offices like state legislature. Are you definitely voting in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will most likely vote in both.
In both. Oh, okay. Now, if you have, if you don't mind me asking, if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. What is your opinion about Houston Independent School District, HISD? Is that a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know that I can categorize it. HISD is large, cumbersome. There are some schools that are doing an excellent job, some schools that are not, but as a district as a whole, I would assume that they're doing the best that they can. There are certainly, districts that are smaller, more capable of, educating students, but I think most of the teachers that work there have their hearts in the right place.
Okay. But as a whole district, do you have a favorable or not favorable opinion?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to work there.
Okay.
But, but then again, I've worked in other districts. So it's hard to say. I have a statewide view. I've had that experience to be able to look at the all of the school systems in Texas and out of Texas.
Okay.
So I would say that they're okay.
So we can say somewhat favorable or
somewhat favorable would work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what type of opinion do you have about Clint Dan Horn?
Dan Horn?
Yes, D-A-N-H-O-R-N.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. What about Sheila Jackson Lee? Have you heard about her?
Yes.
And what is your opinion? Is it favorable or not favorable?
It's favorable. She's been in the business for a long time. I don't know.
Would you categorize your opinion about Sheila Jackson Lee as very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Joyce Chapman?
I don't know that person.
What about Danny Norris?
Don't know that person either.
What about Harold Dutton?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Not very.
Okay. So very unfavorable, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent a school district. Which is closer to your opinion about this? The first one. support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids in working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
Which it's a political choice that has been made by the people who are in charge of the state.
Okay.
And those people are made a absolute charge, even
okay.
though that the reasons that they said that they were taking over the school district aren't the real reasons. And
okay.
this guy is a political pawn.
Okay, so would you support a state takeover or oppose it?
I don't support it.
So, okay. So we can say that you oppose it. Would that be correct?
It's already happened. It doesn't, you know.
Okay. Now, in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I have no idea. I would have to do, I'd have to read up on all those people.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, or here are a few statements about the current long-time state representative Harold Dutton and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Representative Dunn was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff.
I'm aware of that.
Of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign.
He's also the only person who didn't leave the state.
Avoid prosecution. Now,
are
that
you a
statement,
Dutton fan or what?
No, I'm not. No, the thing is that I'm just conducting this survey and they ask us to read everything as it is. So that way we do not influence in your answers. Okay? If you don't mind me asking, would that particular statement, would that, your reaction to that would be very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Well, his actions have been negative.
So
his actions
say,
have been, he's not been a team player.
Okay. Oh, okay. So we can say very negative, correct? Would that be?
Read that as you want. So.
Okay. So would that statement make you very negative about him somewhat?
I'm probably going to look at those other three candidates very closely to see which one of them I would vote for.
Okay, so pretty much anything that
I'm
has...
I'm not favorable. I have no favorable.
Okay. Now, this is another statement, okay? He's fighting against the extreme Republicans, ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest. Would that make you very positive or very negative about Harold Dunn?
Well, you know, I don't know who you are. I don't usually participate in this. So
I understand, ma'am. And all we are asking is to see how would these statements make you feel about him? But as from what I'm gathering, is that he's not one of your favorites. Is that correct?
Well, from the information that I have followed over the last 2 years at least, I didn't really know that much about him, but some of the things that I have read have not seen, as I said, it doesn't make him a team player. When the Democrats walked out, he didn't.
Oh, okay. I see. Now,
But he may have his own way. I mean, who can tell? Sometimes people have to make choices that
I understand.
And sometimes people have to work. Sometimes you have to work with people you don't want to work with in order to get the result that you want. So I don't really know that much about the inside. But usually before the election, I usually have looked at people, looked at some of the choices, see who they are.
So let me ask you this. Now, out of the four candidates that will be on the primary ballot, for State House, if you had to choose today, would you vote for Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I don't know. I don't know those other. I don't know anything about those other three people.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I do truly thank you for helping me complete this survey. I just have a few more questions. That's it. If you don't mind me asking, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
I'm at the end.
So 65 and up?
Yes.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own.
Awesome. Do you consider yourself African American or black?
It all depends on the situation. Most times African American.
Okay. So we can say that you do consider yourself African American.
At my age, I've been both.
Okay. All right. So would you like me to write down yes or that you, I mean, you can also refuse to answer this question.
Well, I don't know. I guess the categories, are we trying to change the categories again?
No, nothing like that. It's just we are required to ask the questions as it is.
Okay. Put down African American.
Okay. And do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No, I have no children currently in public school.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Not in this state, no.
Okay. Well, ma'am, I truly thank you. Thank you for helping me complete this survey. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening.
You have a wonderful evening, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.